Known as the Duke of Bachacha, Juan Soriano is playing at Cafe Lina this Friday night. Juan and his translator spoke with WOOC correspondent Melissa Bromley to tell us more.
Juan, for our listeners who don't know what bachata is, can you explain what it is and where it comes from?
Okay, la bachata viene de la República Dominicana.
So bachata comes from the Dominican Republic. Bachata, the literal translation of the word bachata is party. It's a little get-together. It's a little gathering among friends. And in the countryside of the Dominican Republic, when people get together and have a little party in their houses or in their backyards, that's a bachata. It's a little party, a little get-together amongst friends.
So I read that Juan built his very first guitar out of a tin can and fishing line. Did he always know that he wanted to be a musician?
Not exactly. When he started, he didn't know he was going to be a musician, and nor was it in his plans. But he liked it, and he's always liked it.
And specifically bachata, or was there other music that he liked to play?
Bueno, sí, siempre he tocado.
Yeah, bachata. Mm-hmm. Always bachata.
What can people expect when they come out to hear Juan this Friday?
Bueno, que esperen la guitarra que canta como una gallina.
They can expect awesome bachata, awesome merengue with guitar, but also they have to go because they will see the guitar that sings like a chicken and laughs.
What does that mean?
I'm really sorry. I cannot tell you. You will have to go to the show and see it for yourself. So all the listeners out there, they have to go and see it.
Uh-huh.
They have to go and see the guitar that sings like a chicken.
So Juan is known as the Duke of Bachata, El Duque de la Bachata. Where did that name come from?
Bueno, el nombre del Duque de la Bachata viene.
The name comes actually from the very first record that he recorded. Mm-hmm. And the title of the record is La Fiesta de Candé. Candé was Juan's father. That was his first name, Candé, which is short for Candelario. So, you know, he had to pick a name as an artist. So he chose El Duque, the Duke.
Mm. And was Candé also a musician?
Candé le gustaba la música.
So, no, Candé was not a musician, but he always loved and liked music. And not only that, but he always hoped to have at least one son or daughter that became a musician. So he was hopeful that out of all his children, one could become a musician. And, well, he was right.
And Juan has, 14 siblings? Are there other musicians in the family?
So, yes, the answer is yes. After him, there's other siblings that are musicians that play and have recorded songs.
Are there musicians that influenced Juan's musical style or sort of have inspired him over the years?
Los bachateros tradicionales.
Mm-hmm. Juan has been mostly inspired by the early bachateros, the pioneers of bachata, you know, such as Ramon Cordero, Leonardo Paniagua, Ramon Torres, Luis Segura, and many others. I'm talking about people that started playing in the 50s and 60s.
So for folks who might not be able to make it to Friday's show at Cafe Lina, how can they learn more and hear Juan's music?
So, of course, you know, we will hope to have everyone in town show up for the concert because it's going to be a fantastic gig, and they'll have the chance to listen to some real bachata from the Dominican Republic. So we hope that everyone can come. But if not, the social media is a good source. There are plenty of songs on YouTube, Spotify, and other streaming services. And they can also check out Juan's official Facebook page and Juan's website, IASA Records.
Can you spell that for us?
IASA Records is spelled I A ISO Records. Just do a search in Google for ISO Records. His name will pop right up.
Thank you. Before we let you go, is there anything else that you think our listeners should know?
Okay, hay un disco nuevo.
Oh, okay. Stay tuned for Joan's latest CD. He just released a new CD, and it's called Ladrona de Amor. Joan will bring a few CDs to the show, so definitely check that out. It has brand new material, and he'll play a few songs from the new album at the show.
Wonderful. We can't wait to hear you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That was Juan Soriano, also known as the Duke of Pachata, speaking to WOOC's Melissa Bromley. Soriano plays this Friday at 8 p.m. at Cafe Lina, I believe that's up in Saratoga, as part of the Global Voices collaboration between Cafe Lina and SPAC. You can buy tickets for Friday's show online at SPAC.org.